Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Third down and 7. Raiders 4 of 8 on third down. 2:31 to go. Can the Bronco defense get off the field here? Shotgun snap. Geno Smith faces 5-man pressure. Geno Smith will be sacked back at the 32-yard line. It is a sack fest, and that is big Zach Allen with Nick Bonito there as well.
Thank you to Broncos Radio. It'd be a half dozen sacks on Geno Smith through the night, but they only lose the game 10-7, Pearl. This one was ugly. The weather and the windy conditions did not make it any better, but neither team on offense could get anything going. It felt like every drive started inside the other team's 10-yard line. Teams could barely get over half midfield. I mean, that's how really gross this thing was. But from a defensive side, super impressive. The Broncos obviously have a defense good enough to win a Super Bowl, and the Raiders really rose to the occasion last night.
Yeah,
defensively.
Again, even when they did get over midfield, they seemed to go backwards and get out of field goal range. Obviously, field goals, not being able to kick last night in the wind was a problem for both teams. Man, the Broncos, the funny thing, they know how to win ugly. But I don't think they want to win ugly, Maggie. This is not Sean Payton. Sean Payton ran the best offense in the league for the most part for 10 years. What is happening now is hard to describe, but they get the W's. I'm still not totally impressed. In fact, I was particularly not impressed last night. I'm going to chalk it up to Thursday night, short week, weirdness, windy night. We'll see. The real test is next week for the Broncos against KC.
No doubt. I mean, this did not make you want to put down any kind of bet on Bo Nix in the Denver Broncos. And for Sean Payton, obviously was never experienced a game like this because we haven't had one since 1950, a time when both teams had more penalties than first downs.
Is that bad?
That is not what you want. And if you're the offensive guru for Sean Payton, you're right. How do you explain for a lot of these games, kind of sleepwalking through three quarters and then relying on some major heroics in the fourth quarter? And last night, we didn't even get any of that. It was the Broncos basically trying to run the clock out on the Raiders. And even when the Raiders caught a break, which was the Broncos missing a field goal and getting the ball back in good field position, Geno threw a pick right on the first play. And it wasn't even his fault. That one got deflected. It was just a comedy of errors last night. There was a block punt. I mean, everything about last night was just bad. But it does not give you a lot of hope that this Broncos offense could really keep up with some of the best in the AFC.
No, I mean, listen, they are amazing in the crunch time. What they did to the Giants, who are not a good team, but just the poise that Bo Nix seems to have when he needs a play, how do you make the rest of the game like that? That's my question.
Right.
How do you make him... Some quarterbacks are better in a sort of a two-minute drill. How do you make that offense run like that where maybe he's overthinking himself? There was a play where he was under pressure and he pump faked and he didn't really quite know what to do. Then Sean Payton and him got into it on the sideline right afterwards. So I just think that there's like a mental block with Bo Nix right now. He's a better quarterback than we saw last night. So there's a chance they improve. But if they play this kind of offense, I don't care how great the defense is, they're not coming out of the AFC. That's not a possibility.
888-710-4ISN. The poll results speak for themselves right now. Over 80% of you saying no, the Denver Broncos are not a legit Super Bowl contender. And after watching them last night, I can understand why you think that. But listen, Kansas City's had a stranglehold on the AFC West for, what, the last 9 years? And if the Broncos could even win the division, maybe even not the Super Bowl, I know that's the expectation because their defense is so good, but it's something. I sound like that's a consolation prize. We're giving out participation trophies.
I mean, they're 8-2. They don't really need us to tell them that they're good. They do have the best record in the NFL.
Let's get to the NFL in 60. Every game on Sunday in 60 seconds or less. All right, EJ, you're going to tee us up with these games. We'll tell you what's the most important thing you should be looking at before they kick off.
All right, let's begin in Berlin, where the Falcons will be taking on the Colts with their newly minted cornerback, Sauce Gardner.
Okay, my big thing here is the Colts come in with the number one passing offense, and Atlanta comes in with the number one ranked passing defense, Pearl.
Guten Tag,
Berlin. But just to give you a little sense, the number one scoring offense has beaten the number one pass defense in 10 of the last 11 matchups when two such teams have actually gone head-to-head. So with that, I will be picking the Indianapolis Colts in this one.
Must take you all night to crunch those numbers.
Thank you, NFL.com.
Okay, here's my key. You know, the Colts' number one passing offense lead the league in explosive plays by far. But you know these international games, they never have explosive plays. There's always something weird going on. And I did look at the stadium in Berlin. It's Stitch Hybrid Bluegrass. Usually grass. But I want to know, Manny, you are our stadium expert. Can you tell me the name of the stadium in Berlin in German?
In German?
Yes.
No, I don't speak German.
Do you know at least the name of the stadium?
Is it Olympiastadion?
Oh, you got it in German.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, Olympiastadion. Yeah,
did you look it up just
now? No, I think they played the 2006 World Cup final there. That's why.
You are a savant.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You know who's not a savant? Brian Daboll, who, according to our good friend Sean Murash down the hall, was almost fired earlier in the season after the Giants clapped to the Broncos. They traveled to Chicago this week to take on the Bears.
Well, they're coming off a very high emotion win. Ben Johnson was in the locker room after they beat the Bengals, just talking a lot of trash. I really worry about a letdown here because you actually look at the Bears, Maggie. They're not a great team. Their defense has obviously folded badly against Joe Flacco and the Bengals. Yep. And Caleb Williams, I'd say, is a B-minus so far. The run game's been better, but this is a massive possibility for a letdown.
Chicago is now winning these nail-biter games that they lost all of last year. Now they're winning them, especially the last 2 weeks. And you're right, they haven't been good on offense, some trick plays and stuff. But the defense has forced 19 turnovers. For the Giants, they've just cratered since they upset the Eagles a couple weeks ago. Now they're giving up at least 33 points and 140 yards on the ground in each of these last games. By the way, could be snow in this game as well.
I'm a fat moron.
Okay, let's go to Miami, where Tua Tagovailoa says he is not playing for his job, he feels like. Good for him, because he's got the Buffalo Bills coming to town. Bills take on the Dolphins in the AFC division rivalry.
Well, listen. QB Alabama. The last time these two teams played, it was a little tighter than everyone would have hoped. But obviously, things have gone in different directions for both of these teams. And if you're Miami, do you get a new GM bump, like a new coach bump? They fired the GM. They traded away guys. If the Bills can't take care of this one easily, Pearl, then I think you start to worry just a little bit. James Cook on the injury report. But to be honest, they probably shouldn't even need James Cook to win this game.
Josh Allen, 14-2 against Miami. Mike McDaniel, 1-7 versus Buffalo. James Cook, I think they need to play him. Like, it's too late now, but he could be like an MVP candidate himself. His yards per game are stunning. He's amazing. I feel like he's going to go off in this one.
It's 8 versus 9 in Minnesota. Lamar Jackson, number 8, versus alter ego of J.J. McCarthy, 9. Yeah. The Ravens take on the Vikings.
Okay, I saw a stat. Lamar Jackson facing Brian Flores, the Vikings defensive coordinator. Do you guys remember when, I'm sure Flores was in Miami, Lamar had the game of his life against Brian Flores. He had 5 touchdowns, 0 picks. They won. They scored in the 50s. Then apparently Flores got him the next time in Minnesota. I must have actually, maybe it was still in Miami, and totally shut down Lamar Jackson. So to me, if you're looking at like the X's and O's, how does the blitz-heavy Brian Flores deal with Lamar Jackson? Nothing against J.J. McCarthy, I think the Minnesota defense against the Baltimore offense is what we really have to watch in this game.
You know, not to do must win in a week 10, but kind of for both teams, clearly Baltimore, because they dug themselves in this big hole, but Minnesota's now 4-4. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but much more must win for Baltimore is Baltimore, if they win, they could get to the Super Bowl. Minnesota, they could sneak into the playoffs.
Meanwhile,
different expectations, right?
Yeah, but even for Minnesota to just keeping pace now, like in the NFC, for Baltimore, since week 6, allowed only 13 points per game after they gave up 35 points per game in weeks 1-5. So defense is coming along.
A combined 3 wins in this one. The Browns travel to MetLife Stadium to take on my New York Jets, coming off their first win of the season and a bye week.
Do we have to watch this one? Sorry.
No.
I'm contractually obligated as a Jets fan, unfortunately.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough,
no,
EJ.
It will be.
Yeah, I mean, I would pick the Browns here, but I don't know if I'd feel good about it. You know, this could be a nice spot for Dylan Gabriel. No Sauce Gardner, obviously. He's gone to the Indianapolis Colts, and no Quinnen Williams. So you think you'd be able to get the run game going a little bit and to help Dylan Gabriel pearl in the pass game. I don't see why the Cleveland Browns shouldn't win this game.
I mean, honestly, it's more important for draft position. I really don't care what happens here, but EJ gave me a fun warning yesterday. If Fields plays, like, watch out for Justin Fields all of a sudden get hot and ruin the Jets draft pick because they are the Jets.
He has done this several times in his career. The last 4 weeks of the season plays well.
Now Myles Garrett's going to eat him.
Smells like a 7-3 contest.
Justin Fields, like, Justin Fields doesn't do well against normal defenses. Like, you have no idea how he's going to react to Myles Garrett.
Very fair.
Myles Garrett could have 8 sacks in this game. Go ahead.
We're calling this the Tom Brady Bowl. The Patriots traveling to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Two MVP candidates here with Baker Mayfield and Drake May. Who would have thought?
I know. How funny is that? The Baker Mayfield was definitely the MVP for like 5 weeks. Now Drake May, because Drake May's had 200 passing yards and a passer rating over 100 in 8 games this year. To me, this is like a big test for the Patriots. Are you actually, you know, their best win of the season is obviously going to Buffalo and beating the Bills, but can you beat another playoff team? They've been feasting off of these bottom feeders. And so I'm curious, especially with the Bucs coming off of a bye, how does this look for the Patriots? If they lose by a touchdown or more, I think you start to wonder if they're frauds.
Well, I'm actually curious on the Bucs side. Like, are the Bucs a good team based on how healthy are they? And it doesn't feel like we haven't seen the Bucs play in about a month. They're coming off a bye, and a lot of guys are coming back. My fantasy starting running back, Bucky Irving, is not coming back, most likely.
Oh, no.
So I think it's hard to judge the Bucs because you have no idea who's going to line up a wide receiver every week. I think that'll determine this game, like how healthy are they. I think Tampa Bay is probably a better team than New England. I don't know if that's a hot take. I think New England's feasting off this bad schedule. I think we forgot about Tampa Bay, but they could be back on our consciousness.
Feel the fever. The Fighting Rico Dottles are back in action. They're hosting the Saints at home this weekend.
You mean my Panthers? Are we talking about my Panthers?
Yeah. No.
If they win the Super Bowl, my friend Andy Dalton has a Super Bowl ring. That's all I know. Rico Dottle, over the last 5 games, averaging 130 yards per game. He could easily, he's third in rushing now, could easily win the rushing crown. If he had a quad injury, so he was sitting in and out of practice, they could ride this guy like the Eagles rode Saquon to the playoffs.
I just would love to see Perloff's face if somehow the Panthers beat the Eagles in the playoffs. Like, it would be unreal. I don't know if he'd be so happy for Andy Dalton then.
By the way, my friend Case Keenum on the Bears, too, could beat him. And Case is getting a lot of camera time because he's become a mentor to Caleb Williams. But that's besides the point.
Panthers won 4 of their last 5. This should be pretty easy for them against a Saints team that had traded away Shaheed and is obviously playing Tyler Shuck now. Like, this is going to be tough. Whoa.
You think it's like things are going to be easy for the Panthers? You have no idea what Carolina Panthers team is going
to. They just went to Lambeau.
Did you see them against? I know it was Andy was playing, and he played terribly against Buffalo. Did you see that game? You have no idea. Yeah, I know they just won at Lambeau. You think that means anything for either team? It's the NFL, baby.
Let's go to
McCringleberry.
Let's go to Houston, where CJ Stroud will be out this week for the Texans. They are hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think this could be an upset. It's now just a 1.5-point spread Jacksonville's way, but think about this. I know they have the backup quarterback, but Houston's defense has been getting better and better and better. And Trevor Lawrence, even though, you know, Jacksonville has a good record, Pearl, Trevor Lawrence is not playing well. He's not.
Yeah, but somebody can catch a football there.
Well, and they also traded for Jacoby Myers, but is he going to have his impact felt immediately? And Brian Thomas showed up, obviously, on the injury report. I don't know if he's going to be playing. So,
I love the GM, James Bassett, looks like ESPN's Kevin Clark. said that Jacoby Myers' superpower is he doesn't drop every pass. I mean, come on. The Jags have let Trevor Lawrence down like the Raiders let down Geno Smith last night. Trevor's better than his numbers.
Seahawks are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. They're facing the Cardinals. We're coming off a big win on Monday Night Football. You got Cards and Seahawks in Seattle this weekend.
Well, listen, if I'm Seahawks, I'm thrilled that the Cards are on a short week coming off a win, because this would be a very dangerous game for Seattle. Arizona's defense is real. Seattle is the it team at the moment. I mean, everybody's loving Sam Darnold. The numbers are crazy. They got great trade. We were talking about earlier this week for Rashid Shaheed. Cardinals are dangerous. They're always in it to the last minute.
Yeah, what's the spread on this game?
I see here -6.5 for Seattle. Yep.
Yeah, begging you to take the points there. But listen, we just mentioned Shaheed is gone from the Saints. Now he's with Seattle. If they work him into the game plan and he's at all effective, then what more can JSN do? This could be a really fun offensive game for the Seahawks, who just came across from flying cross country and just manhandling the Commanders. But, you know, Arizona's defense is much better than that.
Yeah, see, the Seahawks need to run the ball. So it's not on Darnold. The total's only 44.5. This is not going to be an easy game. You're not going to see Sam Darnold throw five touchdowns.
Another crucial game in the NFC West. You got the Rams traveling to Santa Clara to face the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, this is going to be really, really hard here for San Francisco. Like, they have patched together this defense, Pearl, in a way that is admirable, certainly. But against a team like the Rams, the way that they're playing right now with, you know, is Puka looks fine, right? Like, he's off the injury report this week, I believe. I'll double check that. And obviously, Adams, like, I think this is going to be, it's never easy between these two teams. Shanahan and McVay have been one of the best coaching battles and chess matches that we have. But I just don't see how the 49ers defense holds with a healthy Rams offense.
I mean, they beat him, I believe they didn't have Bosa and Warner last time. I'm watching the Niners quarterback competition. I mean, Mac Jones was awesome against the Rams last time. But then I read a headline, Brock Purdy, who may play, gives him a better chance because he can scramble away from Jared Verse. I'm team Mac Jones. I don't know how I got there, but I am team Mac Jones. If Purdy does play at some point and doesn't look good, then I'm going to just call it right now, quarterback controversy.
Just like Montana and Young. Okay, let's go
just
to
like.
An NFC divisional playoff rematch here. Lions have a chance to get some revenge on those Commanders who will be without Jaden Daniels after the dislocated elbow last Sunday night.
Oh, my God. Lions are going to go off here. We are going to see. It's going to look like Ben Johnson is back, even though the offense is still good. The Commanders have been, forget the quarterback injury, their defense is non-competitive, Maggie. This doesn't seem like a huge game for the Lions offense.
Yeah, and they're coming off of a bad loss. I mean, you lose at home to J.J. McCarthy and Minnesota Vikings. Like, the Lions should be feeling a little bit of like, all right, we got to get this thing right. Their offense looked so bad last week.
They couldn't protect Jared Goff, but the Commanders haven't shown any spirit on defense.
No, this should be a get-right game for the Lions.
And finally, Aaron Rodgers gets to check in on the Malibu house when the Steelers travel to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers.
So for this one, I'm really curious. Yeah, everyone knows he doesn't get service at the Malibu house. Duh, guys. The other part, though, is what's going on with that Steelers defense? Because last week, obviously, they baited, you know, Daniel Jones into five different turnovers, three interceptions. But Pearl, like, you have both tackles now missing for the Chargers. Can this Steelers defense actually put together another great performance, and they could harass Justin Herbert, who's already thrown, what, 8 picks on the season?
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh as a whole team goes as TJ Watt goes. We know when he's out, they're not as good. And when he finally was back yesterday, and then you get Highsmith and Watt together, I still don't know. I don't trust it. I think the Steelers are the most unpredictable team in the NFL. Last year, remember, they started out 8-2. Then they lost to teams they shouldn't have. And then they play well against a really good team. By the way, speaking of the Malibu house, we didn't talk about it. Did you see the highlight where Aaron Rodgers was continually trying to sell his house to the different Packers players? Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers has some real estate issues because he still has his house in Green Bay and he's trying to sell it to Micah Parsons and everybody.
Yeah, that was a story that came out during the game as the Steelers are playing the Packers. What was that, last Sunday night?
Yeah.
No, it would have been, was it Sunday night or Monday?
Two weeks ago. No, wait, that was Thursday night. Thursday?
No, it was a Sunday night game.
It was a Sunday night game.
It was a Tuesday, guys.
Sunday night game.
They play football every day of the week anyway. While Aaron Rodgers is on the field in a break of the action, he's trying to tell Micah Parsons and other Packers, hey, do you want to buy my house? Which I kind of get because I'm assuming his house is gigantic.
I see this
house. It's got to be multi-million, million. How many, in this economy, how many people can afford that kind of house?
It's modest. I've seen his Green Bay house. I don't think it's so huge.
I thought it's like a compound.
Is it? Okay.
He was there for 18 years. You think you might, you know, get comfortable.
Maybe. Okay, maybe it is cool. We got to find, I love seeing good real estate.
Apparently, yeah. Micah Parsons said, he's like, I just got here. I don't need something that big.
Yeah, nothing quite like apartment or house hunting in Suamico, Wisconsin. Fun times.
I'm just saying, how many people anywhere can afford houses like this, but especially now?
Well, I don't know. I've seen multiple
houses. Hobart, Wisconsin, Suamico. And then he's got Del Mar, California, Malibu, California, Chico, of course. Oh. And I think he bought his house in New Jersey when he was with the Jets. Do we know if he sold that yet? Do you want to buy it?
He lived in Montclair, New Jersey.
And did he sell the house?
I don't know.
He's like a real estate mogul.
You should buy it, Maggie.
I'll get right on that, Manny.
Oh, yeah. Montclair.
18 bedrooms,
I imagine that'll cost you a pretty penny to live in that town.
Yeah. It's actually a part of New Jersey that you can see New York, far away.
How do you clean 18 rooms?
With a team. A squad.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't live in any of the rooms. I assume 14 of them left are untouched. Maybe AJ Hawk crashes in one of them.
One's a meditation room. Yeah. The other's an ayahuasca room. Yeah. You got to hang upside down in another one.
Yeah, you know how many cobwebs there probably are in some of those rooms?
You got to go cryo chamber.
Got to have one be a sauna. Sauna. Sorry, my New York accent kind of.
Yeah, what'd you say? Sauna?
Sauna.
Sheesh. 888-710.
I apologize.
4ISN.
Sauna.
Let's get to Nick Kostos at the top of the hour, next hour, so we can try to win some money here with Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet. We also are going to do something fun in just a moment. We are going to give you our midseason MVPs, but we're going to do it in a fun way. Who has earned these midseason awards, Pearl, but then who will actually walk away with the hardware? Because these are two very different answers, in our opinion. It's the Maggie Perloff Show.
All right, Maggie, sometimes you just take a stab and you end up being right. I just knew last night that John Collins was going to go under 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And you know what that means? I'm a winner on Prize Picks. It's the best time of year for Prize Picks. You still got football going on, college football, pro football, NBA, hockey, you can go soccer. Sometimes there's gaming. Prize Picks is so simple. Basically, you just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Right now, if you sign up, you can get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's awesome, and I got to be honest, I'm feeling really good about this weekend.
Okay, how about tonight? Can I interest you in Jaylen Brown, who's been so maligned because he's got that spray-on hair that's now been getting on opponents' jerseys and embarrassing him? Well, I think he's got to show off on the court, Pearl.
Those hair follicles.
To keep from being a full-on punchline. So give me Jaylen Brown more than 26.5 points against the Magic tonight, and I'm going to put it together with a little college football. Do you know USC is playing tonight?
Yes,
Jordan Mayava, they're playing against the Northwestern Wildcats, so I'll go more than 264.5 passing yards. This is just the kind of fun that we have on Prize Picks. Play along with us. It's so easy. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you'll get the $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show.
Who?
Maggie's out here. We did a read at the end of the last segment, and Maggie forgot it was four minute break. Oh, here comes our girl. Anyway, that's probably for the best because, let's face it, does anyone out there want to recount the ugly scene we saw last night in Denver? We just broke down the Raiders-Broncos while you weren't here, and it stunk.
I'm sorry. I can't take it when you try to go get coffee anywhere in your office, and I'm not trying to call out the people here who do the coffee, but it's a disaster over there.
Well, you should do the coffee then. You cannot call them out. Did you make the coffee?
How am I supposed to make the coffee? It's these gigantic things. It's cold. It's disgusting. So I had to make myself tea, which is why I'm late.
Well, Bogus and I talk about that pretty much every morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Bogus, I think you got to make a new pot of coffee.
I'll happily make it?
Well, sometimes when I get here in the morning, I do, yeah.
Did you make it today?
I did not today. It was already made when I got here.
Oh, my gosh. So, a debacle.
But that was 3 hours ago. So that's... It wouldn't even have been my fault if I did it back then. You need to keep firing it back up.
Look also, at him already guys, abstaining can from... I just... You guys can't cover for me for 30 seconds while I got tea? No,
I played the song for just, like, much longer than I should have.
Yeah.
We were just making fun of it because
divorce reasons, too.
The live read cuts a minute out of the break, and I always miss it.
Oh, right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So what usually happens is to let people know how the sausage is made. When we do a live read at the end of the first segment, it's a shorter break. And most of the time, I say 75% of the time, we are just chit-chatting about 28 seconds into the show, and Manny's like signaling us.
Hey, guys, we're back on the air in about 5 seconds. We're just like, please put on your headphones.
This weekend, you know, I got to go drive my daughter here in the traffic. And, like, this is 30 seconds into the show. But... No. We chit-chatted for 2 seconds. We were talking about you.
Yeah, about me not being here. My giant feet. Okay,
good. We got the whole Maggie Gray experience.
Fantastic.
But you calling out people for not making coffee, that's weak, dude, because you are not making coffee yourself.
Dude, it's like a gigantic industrial-sized thing.
It's way
what
too
am I supposed to do? I don't even know where they keep the coffee grounds around here.
Oh, it, that's right in the closet.
It's right next to the machine.
You guys are all making coffee? Get out of here.
I make dabbled. It almost every morning. Manny can confirm that.
I thought Matt makes it.
I learned
Matt,
how to
Matt,
here
Matt,
until,
Matt, I thought
here at 5 in the morning.
It.
Pre-sets it?
No, what are you talking about?
You guys,
civilians make the coffee. There's nobody here to make the coffee for us.
You guys have never heard of a coffee machine having a function where you can set the timer for when
yes.
it goes off.
Yeah, we're familiar.
Yeah, but these are, for people that don't know, these are the actual Dunkin' Donuts coffee machines that they have in the restaurant. We have two of them here.
That doesn't mean you can't preset them?
I don't think, but even if you preset it, to make it at 5 o'clock, it would be dead now anyway. It gets made by people all day long.
It's a 24-hour newsroom. There are people in there all night and all day. You can't preset it for what? People are getting coffee at 2 a.m., 3 a.m.?
I'm just saying, you shouldn't have to be Einstein to figure out that machine. That machine is way too complicated.
So I completely disagree.
I learned from Bogus.
It does almost everything for you. The only choice you have to make is how much grinds you are making.
Okay.
And then when you put it in, it just goes. It's not hard at all.
I've tried to do this like 10 times, and I've given up every time.
Poll question. If you work in an office that has more than, say, 40 people and 50 people, right? Do you make the coffee?
So
I'm not talking about when you work with six people and everyone just has, like, the Mr. Coffee.
Yeah.
Do you make the coffee at your office? All right, Bogues.
Wait, by the way, I do something even worse. When somebody like Bogues is making the coffee, they sit there and they're making it and they're waiting for it, and I just barge right in front of them. Like, they've waited and they're about to get it. I just walk right in front of them and get the first cup.
Typical.
They get so mad at that. I don't know. I didn't know that they made it.
They were just hanging out there waiting. Just
yeah, they're just sitting waiting, trying to get back to their desk, trying to get their bed, and I just go do-do-do-do-do-do and just push them out of the way.
How about those Eagles?
No, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know what everybody in the coffee room, what their team is, so I just do the sports small talk. But, I say, I got to get back on air, so do you mind if I go ahead of you? It's legit. But I don't complain like you.
He does it to Maggie.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's do headlines.
I'm professional, bro.
I can drink my tea.
In old school Thursday night slop fest. Broncos and Raiders in Denver. 17 combined points, 22 combined accepted penalties. Al Michaels is too old for this. The Broncos credited with the win, 10-7. Will Lutz's 32-yard field goal in the final seconds of the third quarter ended up being the difference. Sean Payton's team has won 7 straight, is 8-2 overall, but...
Sean, again, you know, as you've said, your record says who you are.
Exactly right. But... No, but. Are you going to say but? No. What's your question?
Are you comfortable with the script of just kind of how these games
continue
to be won?
We're never comfortable as coaches, but there's no buts. So you're asking, am I comfortable as a coach? We're never satisfied.
We did eventually get a deeper explanation here.
You search for that Shangri-La. Right now, you know, we're a team sitting at 8 wins. I think we're the only team sitting there.
He's right. His team is the first with 8 wins this season.
What a wordsmith.
It's just also like just taking this stuff out on the media is just so lame to me. Also in the chat, P. Matty says Maggie's a star. Stars don't make the coffee. So
guys, love it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The Raiders, meanwhile, now on 7 losses. Vegas didn't score after the first quarter. They didn't reach 200 yards of offense. And Geno Smith was sacked 6 times. He finished the game limping with a bruised quad.
Mentally, I just try to block out the pain and just, you know, focus on executing the plays. It's obviously, you know, in a lot of pain, but I think, you know, just with the guys out there and just being out there, having the adrenaline going, and obviously, you know, just wanting to win more than anything. The pain is the pain. It's going to be there regardless, but I want to win this game.
How about this? Geno Smith is 35. If you're Kenny Pickett, are you like, all right, I might as well just find a new career? Because Geno Smith is 35 years old on one leg, and they kept putting Geno back into the game as his injury is getting worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, you have Kenny Pickett sitting right there as the backup.
I mean, they could have won the game. I mean, that was Geno did come back off the bench after beginning the 10 and threw a 30-yard dime. The story of last night was not Geno. It was the guys dropping Geno's passes left and right. What's with that team around? I feel bad. Does anyone else feel bad for Geno Smith, by the way? This is not on him. He's not playing nearly as bad as... Oh, my God. What's he going to do? Run down the field and place it in the wide receiver's hand? Like
last night, not much his problem, but this season, he's played terribly. He's had a terrible season.
It's more than just him, though, EJ.
Sure, but I don't think that if you put a bunch better quarterback on that team, they're better.
No, he's left tackle.
He's not playing.
They lost two offensive linemen during the game last night, too. That was tough.
They're not better.
He's thrown 12 picks.
Tom Brady in his prime could jump out of the owner's box. No way.
No team that bad is going to survive his turnovers. He's been a turnover machine.
That's what you get with Geno Smith. He's aggressive. I do not think this is on him at all.
But he also signed up for this.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Like, he didn't just go, he didn't get there, and they're like, oh, we're going to trade everyone off this roster. Like, this is basically this is the team he knew he was getting.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, he's comfortable with Pete Carroll, so I understand the move. Do you think he should have?
I ain't right back, though.
I don't remember. Did Seattle even consider keeping Geno Smith? Was that in the pot? Did they make him an offer? Like, should he have stayed in Seattle?
No, I
think
they were done.
That was a possibility.
Yeah.
I
think they were done with him.
He said the quad issue should not affect his availability moving forward. Wisconsin said the football coach Luke Fickell returns next season. They will do a full review of the program, and they say they'll spend a little more on that Badger roster. Part of the Suns' return for Kevin Durant was Jalen Green. He missed their first 8 games with a hamstring injury, finally debuting last night against the Clippers.
Allen, a 3 on the way, no good. Richards up high, can't grab it. Ryan Dunn saves it into Jalen Green for 3, and he hit another one in the left corner. 29 on the night. His first night in the Suns uniform, and he's feeling the love right now. Into the backcourt, looking into the crowd, who salutes Jalen Green.
Green stayed on 29 in what became a 115-102 win for Phoenix. The Clippers losing their 3rd in a row, playing last night without James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. And the San Diego Padres have a new manager. It is Craig Stammen, who is still pitching in the majors just 3 years ago. He was a special assistant to the front office in San Diego, so he was part of the crew interviewing guys for this job.
Oh.
And now he's the one that gets it.
Yeah, actually, I'll take it.
The former Nationals pitcher?
That's him.
Wow.
So this has been a wild hiring cycle for Major League Baseball. It's kind of gone off under the radar a little bit because I think the World Series was so good and took up so much oxygen, and now we're just football all the time. But San Francisco hired a college coach.
Yeah.
The Washington Nationals hired a guy who's 33.
Correct.
And now, is it Craig Stammen or Stammen?
I always called him Stammen as a pitcher.
Whatever. 13 years in Major League Baseball as a reliever, and he was part of the search. And they hired him over Bruce Bochy and Albert Pujols, who also interviewed for this job, right?
Pujols definitely did. I remember Bochy, because I just was reading how Bochy's all gung-ho to be in San Francisco again, working as like a manager consultant for this college coach guy.
Yeah, the traveling secretary.
But yeah, Pujols went all over the place, got none of these jobs. Didn't the Angels were like, nah, never mind.
They interviewed him for 9.5 hours. Can you imagine you sat in a 9.5 hour interview? You're Albert Pujols, and they're like, actually, we're going to go with the guy who's a relief pitcher for 15 teams.
Yeah, that would
who
go
was
crazy.
Just asking you questions in that 9 hour interview.
Would bruise my ego a little bit, but I guess I'm Albert Pujols in this scenario. So
he's a machine.
I think I'm probably amazing.
By the way, pitchers don't usually become managers, right? This is a bit unusual, too.
It feels like it's usually catchers, but...
Yeah.
I can't think of, like, who it's a... Or good pitchers don't usually become managers, at least. Maybe it's journeyman. I wouldn't even know.
Mm.
And this guy was kind of a... He qualifies as a journeyman pitcher, right?
Yes. He's a reliever. Yeah, they always move around.
But even those guys, I can't remember a lot of guys who were... I'm trying pitches to think. Off the top
apparently,
of my
apparently
head.
Walter Johnson became a manager back in the day. After his pitching
back
days.
In the day, we needed
big
a
train.
Bigger term for back in the day.
He led the Washington Senators to a 390 win seasons.
Good heavens!
I think Bud Black was a pitcher, then a pitching coach, and then a manager. I'm trying to think who else is that might have pitched and managed.
Jeff Torborg. Remember he managed he managed the Expos.
Okay,
but, and,
yeah, but typically positional players become managers. That's why it's just sounds
Roger
weird.
Craig.
Where in football, it's always a backup quarterback, right? He always is the coach.
The great thing is, it's right in front of us.
Larry Rothschild, he was a manager for a little bit. He was a pitcher.
Wow, that's an illustrious group. Right?
Wow. Call Cooperstown.
Oh, Bud Black was a pitcher.
Yeah.
That's what...
oh, sorry. I was trying to find the list. And John Farrell.
Oh, okay.
Though not many.
I don't remember any of the... I mean... Bud Black was a decent pitcher, right? But was he? I don't remember
his pitching.
I don't remember any of those guys as pitchers. Or this guy, by the way.
I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently only 40 former big league pitchers have gone on to become managers as of 2017.
We have a lot to do. Bogish, thank you. Including, we have some midseason awards, but we're going to do them in a different way. We'll
How's
tell you who has been the MVP, the coach of the year, defensive player of the year up to this point, but who will win the award. And just a spoiler, these are not the same. Who has been awesome and who will end up going home with the hardware. Very, very different. Perloff and I will get to that next. M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. All right, let's go behind the curtain a little bit. Perloff has had this song stuck in his head for the last day.
It's since last night, the NFL app where I rewatch the game in the morning, for some reason, when they started the Broncos-Raiders game, was on a commercial where this song was playing. And I kept having to restart my feed, and this song kept playing all day. And for some reason, I thought it was Mr. Good Stuff. Mr. Good Stuff. It's hard to hear Big Shot. Even there, I didn't understand.
It's not exactly. Big Shot. It's Big Stuff. Mr. Big Stuff. Big Stuff. You thought it was Mr. Good Stuff?
Mr. Good Stuff.
You've been going around the office all morning singing it and singing it wrong.
What is that chocolate bar? Mr. Good Bar?
Yeah.
That was in my head, too. The yellow, what's that called? Is that still around?
I didn't see any. And we just had Halloween, and that's generally when you see that.
That's the only time.
I think it's out of the rotation.
Mr. Good Bar exists. So there was some kind of like 70s candy involved in this whole mix up. But I don't know that song. Who's it by? Miss Expert on the song.
Well, it's funny also because when Manny played it, I think somehow you thought that was just by chance. I told him to play it. Gene Knight sings Mr. Big Stuff.
No, I knew this was.
The way you were.
There you go.
You reacted.
It was like a child. You just gave him like a king size candy bar on Halloween.
All right, let's get to some midseason awards, Pearl. Okay, we're going to do a thing where we'll tell you who has won the award up to this point, but who will win the award by the end of the season. So do you want to go first with your, let's start with defensive player of the year.
Yeah, okay.
That?
So we're doing halfway point, who's deserved it, and then who will win it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go a little, maybe this is cheating, but who's been the best defensive player of the year so far?
Brian Burns.
Brian Burns is my answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He leads the league in sacks at 11. That dude is a monster. And also, he is built like a superhero and plays like a superhero. I swear to God, I love watching the Giants just to see him abuse people trying to block him. Him and Myles Garrett are tied, basically. But Myles Garrett already won it. Brian Burns halfway. Now do I do my full time?
Yeah, so that's at the midway point, but who will win Defensive Player of the Year?
It's been 18 years, or 2006, the last time a guy on a losing team won Defensive Player of the Year. That was Jason Taylor on the Dolphins. So it's not happening. So Brian Burns out, Myles Garrett out, the two best defensive players in the NFL. You're coming down to Nick Bonitto, Micah Parsons, and Aiden Hutchinson. And I'm going to Aiden Hutchinson because I think the Lions win that division. And then voters are going to have a tie, basically, between Aiden Hutchinson and Micah Parsons. And they're going to go with the better team. And Hutchinson obviously leads the league in pressures. He hasn't had a lot of sacks, but I think he'll pick up in the second half. And team record matters a lot for that award. Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah. For my Defensive Player of the Year, the person I would give it to at the midway point is Myles Garrett. How he stands out even still with this dreadful Cleveland team who's got no quarterback and no prayer and no hope whatsoever. And Garrett is still so good. He is the midseason Defensive Player of the Year, but who will get the award? To me, you saw him last night, Pearl, Nick Bonitto. I mean, just so good. 8 pressures last night. He had 1.5 sacks, 24 pass rushes. And I think they're going to want to give Denver something.
Sure.
Right? Bo Nix is not going to be an MVP. Spoiler, Sean Payton's not going to be Coach of the Year. But I think they're going to want to give Denver something to reflect how awesome their defense has been. I think Nick Bonitto will win Defensive Player of the Year. Okay, let's go.
By the way, you know who the Vegas favorite was?
Who?
It's still Parsons.
Really?
Yeah, because he's actually been super awesome from an analytical standpoint. But sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Coach of the Year. Who has it been to this point, and who will it be at the end of the year? Why don't I go first on this one?
Yeah.
I think the Coach of the Year so far really is probably Kyle Shanahan, but I think most people would say Mike Vrabel. Vrabel, because we had no idea what we were going to get with the Patriots in year 2 of Drake May. And it started off a little shaky, and now because they've taken advantage of maybe an easy schedule, bit of a house on fire. But to go into Buffalo and to beat the Bills, I think put Mike Vrabel in the driver's seat for Coach of the Year. Now, I don't think he's going to win it, because I think they're going to look at the schedule. People are going to say, well, I don't know, pretty easy here for the Patriots playing this kind of last place schedule. I think it will be Mike McDonald, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. They just shored up their offense, but their defense has been so good. He's on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to win enough games. They're in a very tough division. To me, Mike McDonald is going to win Coach of the Year.
Yeah, okay. I'll do my halfway point. This is an easy choice. I think it's Shane Steichen with the Indianapolis Colts. If you told me that they're going to have one of the top offenses in the NFL with Daniel Jones at quarterback, I would not have believed you. But this is pure Shane Steichen magic. Great play caller. Seems like also a good people person as a coach, which I think was the question about him coming from Indianapolis. He seemed like kind of a nerd who could call plays but wasn't the head coach material. He is head coach material. My season ending one, also Shane Steichen. I think Steichen keeps it going here. Now that they have Sauce Gardner, they're going to get enough wins. And the formula for this kind of thing is a guy who comes out of nowhere has a great chance. Now, Vrabel, for example, has he already won a coach? Yeah, sorry. Vrabel, Sean Payton, Kyle Shanahan. These guys have all been recognized. They like the new guy. So I think Shane Steichen comes away with the award. All
right. And finally, MVP. Who has it been at this point of the year and who ultimately will win it? Go ahead.
Okay. MVP is so funny this year because maybe it's just fandom here. But I would love to see Sam Darnold win the MVP. And his candidacy is legit. If you ever look, dig in the numbers, like DVOA, which is an analytics stat, he's number one in the league. And there's no question about it. He is playing awesome. And the thing that he's doing is not just running Clint Kubiak's offense. He's incredible out of the pocket. Like, he is running. The guy can throw on the run accurately with the best of them. Now, do I think it's going to keep up? No, I think he dips in stats just a little bit. So if you're going to look for MVP, you're going to go to the traditional ones. I feel like it could end up being a Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes battle. Because Mahomes, once again, has really good stats this year. I think the Chiefs get hot in the second half, and the momentum will force voters to recognize him.
Okay, my MVP to this point of the season has got to be Jonathan Taylor. I mean, you're giving Shane Steichen Coach of the Year, and everyone loves Daniel Jones, but who's really doing the work on that offense?
Maybe the line, but I see what you're saying.
For the Colts, yeah. They're not going to give it to
Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, to Quentin Nelson, although maybe he deserves it. But they're good. Jonathan Taylor right now is the MVP of the league, even though he just had a bad outing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't let that cloud you. He's been excellent. But he's not going to win the award because running backs don't win this award anymore. Who will win the award for MVP is going to be Matthew Stafford. I think it's going to be Stafford, Pearl, because I don't think that Sam Darnold's going to keep it up. Patrick Mahomes, I think, is great, but he's a great candidate every year, and I don't think they like to give it to him. I think Stafford, he's awesome on offense. He's having this unreal year, even though he had to start off the season with an epidural. And I think there's also the one thing that's kind of missing from his resume. You know, Matthew Stafford has never been an MVP, yet he has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league for quite some time. And I almost think that it's not a lifetime achievement award, but kind of. And in a time when I don't think there's an obvious MVP for a quarterback, I can see Matthew Stafford getting this award. We think he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he is a Pro Bowler. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's comeback player of the year, all that. He does not have an MVP. And I think it becomes a bit of a narrative award. He's going to have the stats, and I think ultimately he gets it.
Okay. Not to pick you apart on this one, but who have the Rams beaten, really? Like, who have they played? They've been sort of kind of caught in these meaningless 4 o'clock games. Their last three wins, Baltimore with Cooper Rush, Jacksonville, who I don't think is a great team, and then last week, New Orleans. And
They beat Indy.
They did beat Indy, but Indy, I don't even know who they are in that time, and that was in L.A. I just think the Rams have been off the radar. Am I crazy for thinking that? Like, we haven't really seen the Rams in a big game. I think this weekend against San Francisco is a bit of a test. But I just don't know why Stafford has not raised to the level of attention that I think you need for an MVP. Okay. Maybe the second half will be different.
Can I tell you a couple high-profile games he's going to have? So yeah. Obviously San Francisco this week, and then Seattle the next week.
Yep.
Then Tampa, and that's a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
And then Carolina, Arizona.
Rico Dowdle MVP race.
Right. Then you get Detroit, which is always big for Stafford because it's, you know, where he used to play. And then they do get two more primetime games. They get a Thursday night against Seattle, and they get a Monday night game against the Falcons.
That will tell the story. That you're right, that they sort of backloaded this schedule. So we'll see. I just don't know if they're that interested in the regular season by then. They might be gearing up for the playoffs.
Going to get a lot of Matthew Stafford on your television over the last half of the season. And I think he'll be your MVP. Coming up next, Nick Costos, so You Better You Bet, will join us. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.